Good evening. Protests against Agnipath, a radical recruitment plan for the armed forces, have turned violent today as army aspirants disrupted rail and road traffic, as you can see on this box next to me. In several parts of the country, there was a lot of violence in Bihar. Trains were set afire, rail and road traffic disrupted, window panes of buses smashed, passers-by nearby affected. Violent protests have now spread to multiple states across India. Haryana and UP have also reported violent protests. The centre has announced measures which it believes will provide an answer to the key question. And this is why the protests are happening. Where do soldiers who've completed 4 years work after leaving the army? We're going to be discussing that today. But what are some of the problems? What does the government say about Agnipath? And what do critics of the scheme say? Take a look.
With protests having begun in Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Haryana and Delhi, also parts of Madhya Pradesh, on the centre's new Agnipath scheme for recruitment into the armed forces, the centre has announced measures which it believes will provide an answer to the key question, where do soldiers who've completed 4 years work after leaving the armed forces? Now, the Home Ministry has announced a scheme where soldiers will be given priority for entry into the Central Paramilitary Forces and the Assam Rifles. BJP chief ministers, including the UP chief minister Yogi Adityanath, have promised priority recruitment to the police and other services. Now, the government has also announced new opportunities for Agnipath graduates in degree programs, where 50% of the credits required for the graduate degree will come from skills received under the Agnipath scheme. Students will need to choose their remaining courses to complete their degree program. The services will enter into an agreement with the Education Ministry to make this happen. So why exactly is the four-year tenure in the armed forces causing protests? Well, candidates say that they had planned a full 15-year career, not a four-year one. Candidates, the government says, will be given a priority in paramilitary forces and state police forces. The concern was that there'd be a single-class regimental system, which is key to the army's identity. That will be affected since Agnivis will exit after 4 years. So what happens to that regimental system? The clarification: the best of Agnivis will be selected and put into existing regiments. The concern that the effectiveness of the armed forces will be affected. The clarification: 25% of the best of the Agnivis will be retained in service for a full tenure of 15 years or so. The concern: unemployed Agnivis will become anti-national elements after they leave. The government says those who have worn the uniform will remain committed to the country for the rest of their lives. The concern: the scheme has been started without consulting former armed forces officers. But the clarification from the government is that extensive consultations have in fact been held over the last 2 years. But the bottom line is this: will there be employment for our Agnivis 4 years after they leave, or immediately after they leave the armed forces? That is something that remains to be seen.
Well, joining us now, Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur. We're also joined by Lieutenant General Satish Dua. Supriya Srinath joins us as well. Alok Vats of the BJP. And two young individuals looking to join the armed forces. Tejveer Singh wants to be an army clerk. And Ashray Rezada wants to also join the army. Thank you both very much for being with us. General Dua, how do we assume that people after 4 years are actually going to find employment? Isn't that a huge concern? Who's to say what the state of the economy will be then?
You're right, Vishnu. It is a concern, especially for those individuals who are going to be joining by this new recruitment scheme. But the fact also remains that this scheme is yet to be put into practice. The moment it starts, you yourself announced a slew of announcements that will take care of bulk of those 75%. But this, I concede, will require an all-of-government approach to ameliorate their fears. And after 4 years from now, we will actually see how it pans out. For instance, we'll have to incentivize how these youngsters are then absorbed in profession and in the society. For instance, in the US, to incentivize, they do their graduation at government expense after the conscripts leave the army. So right. We will also have to think of not only employment, but also their skill set training, etc., to make them suitable for more than one opportunities in their professional lives.
Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur, why would anybody want to join the Indian Army, Air Force, Navy for just 4 years when they have the option of being a police person or in the Central Armed Paramilitary Forces till the age of 60.
Yes, that's a major point. But first of all, there is a big difference between reserving a seat and prioritizing a lateral movement. Prioritizing does not carry any guarantee. And frankly speaking, I spent 40 years in uniform almost. And I personally feel it's a mirage, this lateral movement of people into police forces, central governments, and other places. That's one push. Second, even if the person gets absorbed in the CAPF or the police forces, remember, he joins after having spent 4 years, whereas his compatriots who joined the police forces would have a seniority of 4 years straight away. And he would have a longevity of 20, 30 years in that police force. So these are issues which are there. The other point is, if you notice that the majority of the agitation which has happened till now is in tier two, tier three towns,
yeah,
and smaller villages. So we must consider where our recruitment population is coming from. It's not right, in my view, to compare it with America or Israel or anywhere else.
Sure.
The economic and social characteristics are different, and so is the education policies and the way around. So I personally feel that there is much to be done, I feel, at this stage.
Okay.
To ameliorate the fears that the youngsters
okay.
have
got. Marshall, 1 second. Supriya, do you think the government is in touch or is not in touch with the reality of how the armed forces have always worked? Recruitment is important because people for generations have depended on becoming soldiers and serve a tenure of at least 15 years. Today, that system, which has by and large worked wonderfully well in India for decades, we have tinkered with. Why? Because we want to save funds. Couldn't the funds for an economy as large as ours be brought from somewhere else? Why mess with something so critical as national security?
As a percentage of the budget, the defense budget has actually gone down
yeah.
under the Modi government.
Yeah.
But set numbers aside, because this is not an economic debate. I come from a family of freedom fighters and people who've served in uniform. And I personally believe that Indian Army or armed forces, for that matter, represent a certain tradition and ethos. And tradition in places like these should not be tinkered with. Having said that, I would denounce any kind of violence of any nature
sure.
for any cause. But please understand, why are these people frustrated? Why are they being pushed to do what they are doing? For 8 long years, you kept saying we will generate employment. We will give 2 crore jobs. You were supposed to make 18 crore jobs by now. Instead, do you now come and say 10 lakh jobs in 1.5 years? You say 4 years of army employment, 17 to 21 years of age, extremely small. What happens to these people when they come out? And this is also an afterthought. Lateral entry and all that. It was not thought through. The government says consultations for 2 years. Every major voice from the defense arena has actually unanimously said, please rethink. This is dangerous. Don't do it. You'll have armed people, 21 years of age, with no gainful employment, out in the society with nothing to do. They'll be disappointed. They will be frustrated. Who did you consult for 2 years? And this is classic policy making, this government's way. You did exactly this with the farmers. No consultation. You came in, you put a policy, and you saw the results. Today, you're doing the same thing. This is about the future generations of this country and the future of our armed forces. I mean, armed forces is something where people should be motivated. They should be happy. They should be risk-taking. People are going to be risk-averse. If in 4 years, I want to leave the Indian Army and I will have nothing to look forward to, no pension, nothing, I will have an 11 lakh package, why am I going to risk my life for the sovereignty of this country
sure.
or for saving our borders? I mean, these are very important questions that government needs to answer.
No, let me put that question to Alok Watts. Let me put that question to the BJP leader, Alok Watts. Why would anybody want to join the Army, Air Force, Navy for a period of 4 years, sir, and at the end of that get no pension? There are other jobs. And I think the point that Supriya mentions is important. People will be risk averse. Why will I take a risk when I know that I need to take a second job down the road? If you're not risk averse in the army, you're in trouble.
See, Som, when there is nothing in hand, I think there is something in hand coming, it's much better. So, when people are having no job, there is some job opportunity. And that too, when you are given vocational training, you are being offered to do higher studies.
No, but Alok ji, they were having a job for 15 years. You've taken that job away now and told them only so 4 years.
They can be now accommodated in paramilitary forces. The various governments have said ki we will give them preference.
And what happens to those people who wanted to join the paramilitary forces? They will now be competing with Agniveers and will be out of jobs.
There is enough population for any job. So we'll have, whatever jobs are there, people will have to get accommodated in those jobs only. We have far more people than the jobs that are there. But
what?
Since 25% of them are going to be absorbed and rest 75% will have vocational training, they'll have 15 lakh rupees with them. If they want to do some startup of their own, they can do that.
Oh,
otherwise, they have various other job opportunities where they can be accommodated. It's not that no job opportunities there.
Yes, Supriya, go ahead.
I just want to make a very brief point.
Either in government or in private.
Okay, one sec, Mr. Vats. Supriya, go ahead.
Look at a very brief point that is being made. Today, youth of this country is being said, bhai, yehi naukriyan hain. Aap log bahut jansankhya mein, ye aapki samasya hai. You're going to train them for 6 months to serve for 42 months. Look at the efficiency and the efficacy of you playing around with the training of armed forces of this country. 6 mahine ki training mein, aap bande ko border pe bhej dijiyega and he will be committed because he's going to lose this job in another 42 months.
What
are you talking about?
8 mahine ki training mein bhej diya.
Aap Ukraine banana chahte hain India ko?
Ukraine mein bhej diya.
Aap India ko Ukraine banana chahte hain? What is wrong with
you? Main Ukraine banana chahunga.
Aap kahan se?
Maine aapko sirf ek example diya hai. Main kyun Ukraine banana chahunga? Maine ek example diya hai. जब जरूरत पड़ती है तो कैसे तैयार किए जाते हैं 6 महीने की ट्रेनिंग बहुत ज्यादा है
मिस्टर वाट्स
6 महीना ज्यादा है आलोक जी
आर्मी अपना टाइम बर्बाद कर रही है
1 महीने के मुकाबले 6 महीने बहुत ज्यादा है.
There are two defense personnel sitting here. Let's put this question to them.
No, but you know, General Dua, you know, this is a concern, and the concern is this. They serve for 4 years, at least 6 months is for training. They then get annual leave.
42 months.
How many days is the Indian Army, Air Force, Navy actually going to have these men and women?
Well, Vishnu, their leave terms of service are different. Their leave is not as much as the regular Jawans. Their leave is less than half of what the Jawans get. So there are, while you're concerned, your basic point remains. But, you know, at this place and this debate, I don't think there is time to go into those small nuts and bolts. But otherwise, I've given you the broad point. See, the issue, larger point is there is resistance to change. I mean, I could point out that in 70s, our color service was only 5 to 7 years. It was later on increased to 15 and then to 17 years. So earlier, we've had Jawans with lesser service, and we fought the 65 war and the 71 war with those Jawans. Who were motivated enough, and we know what we've done in 1971. I feel that there are certain strengths in this system, in this new scheme. We need to capitalize on those strengths. There are a lot of challenges and apprehensions, which we are all debating about, and we need all of government approach to, and the Indian Army to deal with those challenges.
Sure.
There are ways to get about those challenges. And then there are examples around the world where lesser term duty soldiers have done very well. And I just gave you some examples from ourselves. So last sentence, it is a new thing. There is a change management is going to be a big thing. And the implementation of the scheme is going to be the key.
Okay. Ashray Rezada, you want to be, in the army with this new scheme. Are you still interested?
Mr. Soam, I truly believe that this scheme, it might not apply to the entry that I'm willing to apply for, but I do believe that there are some facts that are being unnoticed about the scheme. For example, like nobody's actually putting into thought about the young soldiers who will be fighting wars and will be fighting the battle for the country. Now, you can imagine a 17, 18 or a 20-year-old boy, a chap, going into the war, and coming back with a PTSD, and that is something that is unaccounted for.
Ashray, what exactly are you looking to join the army to do?
I personally want to join the army also, because I would like to change some things in the army later on when I believe that I am in a capacity and in a position to actually change some things that I believe are still being continued on the wrong track. And we are still dehumanizing the entire point of an army being there and the accountability and the responsibility that an army must take for soldiers.
Okay, just one second. I'm running short on time. I also wanted to ask Tejveer, who's aspiring to be an army clerk. Tejveer, ye Agnipath scheme hone ke baad aap army join karna abhi bhi chahenge?
Yes, sir.
Kyun?
Ye sir mera jo hai ye 17 jo hua na 17 tarikh ko mera physical hua tha agra yaro agra andar 17 February 2021 ko hum tor bahar defense ka unit
could just raise the sound phir se bataiye ye आप आर्मी ज्वाइन करना चाहेंगे क्लर्क के पोस्ट पे राइट
हाँ यस सर हाँ सर
जी और ये अग्निपथ स्कीम जो है ये आपके ख्याल से ये अच्छा स्कीम है या नहीं है
सर मेरे लिए तो अच्छी स्कीम है नहीं है स्कीम वाली पर हमारा जो पेंडिंग एग्जाम हुआ है रिटर्न हुआ प्लीज उसे तो करा देते हमारे साथ 2 ईयर हो गई एग्जाम को रटके हुए पेंडिंग में
जो एग्जाम जो नहीं आप कह रहे हैं जो एग्जाम जो अब हुआ नहीं है वो जो अटक गया है उसको करवा दीजिए राइट मतलब आप कह रहे थे कि आपका आर्मी में रिक्रूटमेंट लास्ट 2 साल के लिए नहीं हुआ और अब आप होप कर रहे थे आप इंतजार में बैठे थे कि अब रिक्रूटमेंट होगा
नहीं हमारा जो फिजिकल मेडिकल हो चुका है
तो पर आपका 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 मतलब अभी तक कोई पोजीशन
एग्जाम पेंडिंग पड़ा हुआ है सी जो कॉमन एग्जाम है ना वो अटका हुआ पड़ा हमारा ये पेंडिंग पड़ा हुआ है तो 25 अप्रैल को फिक्स डेट थी फिर पोस्टपोन कर दी फिर 25 जुलाई को दी थी 22
और ये अब ये अग्निपथ स्कीम आने के बाद आपके आपके ख्याल से ये होगा नहीं
अब इसमें सर कैंसिल तो दे रहे हैं कल से ये बोल रहे हैं
ऑलरेडी आई नाउ अंडरस्टैंड यू नो टेंशन एंड कंसर्न्स ओवर वेदर आई मीन ही इज डन द फिजिकल एंड द मेडिकल ही वॉन्ट्स हिज जॉब He's given a written exam, but now with the scheme having been introduced, he's unclear about whether he's going to actually get that job offer or not. Lots of people have the same concern. But we leave it over here with this panel. I'm joined at this stage by General VP Malik, the former Chief of Army Staff. So thanks very much for being with us. You know, you've seen the protests, and therefore, are you convinced that Agniveers will get a job after 4 years? Because a lot of these protesters, and I think these protests are terrible in terms of the violence that has taken place. Do you think, you know, people are worried that they won't get a job. So are you convinced that Agniveers will get a job after 4 years?
Vishnu, I think we have to understand that the armed forces are a volunteer force. It's not a welfare organization. And it would like to have the best people who can fight the war for the country. Who can defend the country. I believe that the scheme has many advantages, mm-hmm. Many plus points. There are a few concerns which probably will be looked after or looked into as the scheme gets implemented. Now, as far as 4 years is concerned, already the government has announced that there will be a lateral entry into the paramilitary forces and the police forces will be given. I think some states have also announced. And I am sure that with the kind of qualification they will have when they go, a larger number of them will get inducted in the private sector also. But I cannot at this stage say that everybody will be guaranteed another job after they leave after 4 years.
But sir, people want to be hired for 15 years, not 4, hence these protests.
Let me be clear about it. That firstly, obviously, I mean, those people who have indulged in gundaism and burning trains and buses, etc., they are not the kind of people that we would like to have in the armed forces. The second point is that yes, there were a number of people who had been tested. They could not complete the tests for recruitment when we suspended recruitment of these people. So some of those people would be now over age, they will not be able to be, they will not be eligible for the Agni Path scheme.
Right.
So their anxiety, their frustration, I can understand, because now they are over age and they will not be able to get in the scheme. But this gundaism that is going on, we are a volunteer force. Nobody is forcing people to join the army. And as I said, that we have to have the best people to be able to defend the country.
Okay. So now people are trained to handle very high-tech systems. You know, will be out in 4 years. Isn't that a problem?
Look, firstly, the emphasis is there to now recruit people who are better educated and who are techno-savvy people. And therefore, there is also an effort to draw people from ITI and other technical institutions. They are being given bonus points. And that is the kind of people that we want in the armed forces. Now, these people, whether it's a short period, I don't agree with that. Having seen how the boys performed during Kargil War, some of them came straight from the regimental centers, joined the battalions which were fighting the war. And similarly, I have also seen young officers who not only belong to their a particular regiment, they belong to ASC, AOC, and EME, etc. They joined the infantry battalions and they fought war. I mean, I can name Captain Hanifuddin, I can name Vijayan Thapar. They were not they were not commissioned into the regiment where they fought and where they gave up, where they got killed in, during action. They performed very well. So this business that 4 years is not good enough, I don't quite agree with that. Yes, for the technical people, perhaps 4 years, they could be given extension because high-tech jobs are there in the EME, signals, etc. In those jobs, 4 years may not be sufficient. We may like to give them some more. But again, I want to emphasize that let this scheme get into motion. And once we get to know where are the drawbacks, then corrections can take place.
What happens to the regimental system, sir?
Firstly, I don't think the regimental system is being eliminated. It is still there. It will continue to be there. The other thing I want to mention is that looking at the number of people who will be inducted, look, every year we have about 48,000-50,000 people who go on pension from the army. And we are now recruiting in all three services 48,000 or 46,000, something like that. So the induction in a unit is not very many. There are very few people who will be there. So I don't think the unit spirit in any way is getting affected, at least not for a decade or so. And that regimental spirit starts off from the time a boy joins the regimental center for training. And that continues as long as he remains in the unit.
All right. Well, sir, wonderful speaking to you as usual. General VP Malik, the man who won us the Kargil War along with his band of brothers, the young soldiers that he commanded. We're going to end this program with a couple of comments. P.K. Raghavan writes in, resistance to change is common. This is another opportunity for youth to pursue their careers in different streams. K.P. Abhilash says, job security is playing a key role in people who are trying to enter any government service. The move may reduce the secure job in the force. It is really scary to young candidates. We're out of time on this program. From all of us here, goodbye.